Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Orange Slice, the podcast of OSU OKC. Today, we are here with the coordinator of student life, Evelyn Mendoza. We've got some big events coming up, including orientation, as we're rolling right towards the fall semester. It's really getting close, and orientation is less than a week away at this point, I believe. So, hey, Evelyn, you want to lead in, kind of tell us what's happening? What do people need to be getting ready for?
Yeah, so thank you for having me here, and thank you for introducing me. So we have, obviously, schools around the corner starting on the 19th. If you're anxious, if you're stressed, if you're worried, don't know what's going on, or not sure if you have everything figured out, or even if you're just wondering about if college is for you or how can I make this happen, we have orientation coming up on August 2nd and August 7th. Two different days, two different times to give you just flexibility of your schedule. You can sign up. Registration is free. It's on our website. It's on our link, OSU OKC New Student Orientation. And parents are welcome. We're going to have food. We're going to have like photo ops. Pretty much one-stop shop, all the information you need to thrive on this campus, we will have there for you to get you ready and going.
Okay, so this is if you haven't enrolled yet or if you have enrolled, either way,
yes, go ahead and come to orientation. Yes, we are happy to have both of you guys come. If you're already enrolled, if you haven't enrolled, everyone's welcome. If you have enrolled and you're not sure about your classes, you're not sure about what resources we have, maybe financial aid. I know that's always kind of like a big thing that everyone puts off. We're not sure if they're doing correct. We're going to have all the different departments that our campus has to get you ready and set. So advisors, admissions, financial aid, business services, student life, library resources. We have our programs such as Project SOAR there, Student Success Center. Even if you're an online student and you kind of just want to know about what things do I have access online or just knowing that I have resources that I can come to campus and find out about, we're going to have everything there.
Okay, so even can people still apply at this point?
Yes. Late? Okay, yes. Great. Registration is still open. It will be open like right up until even the day before. You're more than welcome to still register. We have plenty of spots and availabilities for everyone. So don't wait. Do it now. It's around the corner. I think you said in a little less than a week.
Yeah.
By the time this goes up,
it'll be a little less than a week for the first one. What about like FAFSA questions? Can people ask those there too?
Yep. We're going to have financial aid specialists there with business services. Our bursar office, everything's going to be there. And so whether you've already applied or just have questions about, is everything correct? Am I ready? Am I set to go? Or even if you haven't done anything yet and don't know where to start, they can help guide you and just meet with you. We're going to have a few info sessions, and then we're going to have some breakout sessions for you to just have that kind of one-on-one time, meet with different departments and double check. If you haven't signed up for your classes or need switching or have questions, those will be answered by the advisors. We're going to have our student clubs there as well. If you want to know what you can get involved in here on campus, such as my department, Student Life, we'll be there promoting our different clubs. And we have about over 20 clubs right now. So a lot of opportunities, even just volunteer, leadership experience, everything's going to be there.
What are some of those clubs that people might be interested in?
So we have everything from Hispanic Student Association, Black Student Association, different volunteer clubs. We have a writing club. Even if you're just interested in kind of things such as sports, athletics, maybe chess, we have Dungeons and Dragons. So variety of things from academic to leadership to just social fun things and even things just prepare you for after college year.
All right. Terrific. Now, so I suppose like even if you've been maybe going here for a semester or two, if you maybe haven't been involved in clubs or don't know about all the resources, you could find out about this here as well.
Perfect. Yep. We are also happy to have students that already students here, but kind of just want a little bit more insight and maybe didn't know about these opportunities that we had, more than welcome to register. Like I said, it's free. We're going to have food. We're going to have some cool giveaways. So stay tuned for that. Just a fun time.
Okay, cool. So what are the hours of the different ones that we can go to?
August 2nd is the first one. That's a Friday, I believe. And that is starting in the morning. We will start registration and signing in, I think at 9:30. Mm-hmm. Double check the website if I'm wrong, and that will go on until about 3, I believe. So okay. Kind of like an all day, half day kind of thing.
Okay.
But you're more than welcome to stay even afterward. If you have further questions, kind of just need a little bit more time with different departments, you'll also have that opportunity there as well. And then the second one will be for August 7th. And that's going to be more of an evening later time for people who just kind of have a little harder schedule to work with parents as well. That one will start at 2, I believe, and go on until 6.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So either way, if you need to kind of do it more in the morning or more in the evening, there's a little bit of a option either way there. Okay, great. What are you kind of looking forward to doing at this orientation? Or what parts do you think will be the most fun for people, or the most entertaining or interesting?
It's kind of just taking me back to my own college experience. I actually went to our campus sister in Stillwater, so mm-hmm. go folks as always. But kind of just like the nerves of first day, new student, like what to expect, but also the excitement of I'm starting my next journey, my next chapter. This is where it's going to start, where I make the next few connections for years to come, meet some great people to guide me, and just meet the excited faces there. Whether you're fresh out of high school, maybe took a gap year and coming back and furthering your education, I'm just excited to see people start their journey here and see where that takes them.
Okay, terrific. Now, you are relatively new to student life. And,
yes.
And so what kind of things can people look forward to coming from student life in the fall semester? Do you have some, are there some things cooking? Are there some things on the list?
Okay. Yeah. I won't give away too much because then I give everything away and you have nothing to look forward to. But a few things that we have coming up, obviously when school starts, we plan to have a few like fun activities, some free food as always, maybe have some kind of like DIY events for our students, some tie-dyeing stuff, just kind of community events where people can take a break from the stress of school classes and kind of just create a sense of community here amongst peers, amongst faculty and staff, get to know people, meet and greets, kind of things like that. We always definitely want to support the students during midterm and finals. And so definitely have food and drinks and just things stocked for them to power through the school year and those hard times. We're going to be pairing up a lot with our SGA Student Government Association to kind of just bring fun things for the campus student body here.
Okay. And so you're saying some, there are some first day of school events or first week of school events?
Yeah, it'll be like the first week or two events that we'll have between us as well as Student Government Association.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for that. You can stay tuned with emails. We'll have them on Canvas. We might even have a few of our social media platforms, like promote them as well through flyers or like little videos, advertisements. So just stay tuned. And if you don't know how to stay connected, stop by our office and just ask me or our director, TJ, and how I can get involved, how I can stay in the loop. And yeah, we're more than happy to help you.
All right. Very cool. Well, so what else should people know? Anything else you want to make sure to get out to people as we're, like I said, kind of rocketing towards the beginning of school here?
Yeah, I think don't wait. One of my things that I kind of regret is just waiting, putting things off. I was like, oh, I'll get to it. Like, school's around the corner. I'll deal with it. Before you know it, everyone's going to be putting it off, and you're going to have to be fighting for attention. And so you don't want to wait, whether it's registration, whether it's setting up meetings with advisors, business services, whatever you need to help get you ready and not deal with stress or nerves on the first few weeks of school. Take care of it now. And if you have questions, reach out to any of us here on campus. We are all more than happy to help you and guide you and just make sure we make this as easy as possible for you.
Okay, cool. So let me ask, since, like I said, this is your first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Let's ask a few things just to let people get to know you, so that some of the students get to know you as they, because they're going to want to come in and talk to you.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite things about being here at OSU OKC so far?
I think just how close the community is, whether it's your coworkers as a faculty and staff member, or just knowing that you have smaller class sizes to really get to know the students, really get to know them one-on-one. And it's like, oh, I remember this student told me this story or what their goal is in the future, helping connect them to the right people, letting them know about different scholarships, resources that we have here on campus just to better them. I've really enjoyed that. Everyone that I've met on the first floor of the Student Center has been great, so welcoming. And I'm just really happy to know that I was in Stillwater for 8 years. So I wish you couldn't get rid of me. I came up here because I was tired of Stillwater, but still wanted to be a part of the OSU community. I bleed orange, go Pokes. And so I'm really happy to be here and just continue being a part of the Cowboy family.
Okay. Well, and now being OKC, that's one of the cool things about OSU OKC is you get that OSU Cowboy stuff, but all the Oklahoma City stuff is right here. So have you found like some cool restaurants, or is there a place you like to go? Like, for what are some of the cool things you've found to do in OKC since you've been here?
So I've actually was born and raised here my whole life.
Okay.
My family and I are from Guthrie, Oklahoma, so I live and grew up out there, but there's nothing to do much out there. So you have to commute all the time up here to the city. we're Mexican, and so we come out to the South Side a lot, 25th Street, 29th Street, all of Western. Just great sense of community up there, great restaurants, great markets that my mom has always taken me to. One of my favorite places right now in terms of like food-wise, being close to our campus here, I would say is off of 23rd Street called Pizzeria Gusto.
Okay, cool.
Favorite of my places right now, great brunch, great lunch, dinner, all the options that they have are great there. So I recommend that place. And like you said, in Stillwater, there's not much to do besides it being a college town. Mm-hmm. And so I like being now in the city metro area and having that option. So it's just a 15-minute drive down the road instead of I have a 45 to an hour commute drive and like have to get somewhere. So I just miss being back in the city now. And it's nice just being close to everything and everyone.
So many cool things going on in Oklahoma City, growing metropolis. And you can tell kind of when somebody has grown up around Oklahoma City because, you know, what you say, we're going to the city. It's the city. That's what everybody says. So, all right. Well, very cool. Well, it sounds like there's a lot coming up this semester, a lot of cool things for students to get involved in. And so I'm looking forward to our new semester to kicking off the fall and seeing all the students back on campus to get involved in these things. And hopefully we'll have you back on at some point to talk about more things that are happening. Anything else you want to add as we start to wrap up the show for today?
I think anyone likes free things. So before I forget, you're going to get a free t-shirt if you go to registration, our news and orientation. So sign up. Like I said, we're going to have some other free giveaways as well as just free OSU Student Life merchandise heading out to have the students prepared before school starts. So if you like free stuff, come on down and register.
All right. Very cool. Well, thank you to Evelyn Mendoza for coming on and talking all about what's going on with student life, all about what's going on with orientation. A lot happening, so be sure to stay tuned to Orange Slice and to all of our social channels and things that, and sign up for the Orange Wire email just so you know what's going on here on campus and around. So for Evelyn Mendoza, I'm Matthew Price, and thank you all for watching.